You wanted an emergency gutter. You're getting an emergency gutter. It may only be me and Neil, but it's the most emergenciest gutter of your young lives. As we're recording, it's what, 5:54 in the morning where I am. Same as where you are, Neil, I think. And I think I've had about an hour and a half kip last night. There's part of me having a word with myself as a 56-year-old man and thinking, what are you actually doing? But then again, a lifelong love affair with Liverpool Football Club that has culminated in the breaking of the British transfer record in some spectacular fashion is not to be sniffed at or sneered at in any way whatsoever. Neil, you were actually awake when the Ornstein klaxon went off last night, about 2:30 a.m, weren't you?
No, not at 2:30. I went to bed thinking it was done, though, with the speed. But I went to bed after the Mel Reddy revelation. So TalkSport and Mel Reddy were hitting it hard at around midnight. And as soon as Mel put out then, I thought, this is done. And then immediately set an alarm for 5 a.m. Off the back of it, because I thought that this sort of situation may well be where it is now. I'm absolutely fascinated by it in a million different ways. First and foremost, just simply the acquisition of the footballer. You know, we've kicked around this idea of who are Liverpool going to get in as a holding midfielder, and there's been long conversations around the players that don't fit, or that they're not quite right, or that they're a little bit out of shape here, or that it's a compromise there. And I genuinely sort of feel as though Liverpool sniffed the idea that for one reason or another, and I actually think the reasons are quite complicated, but for one reason or another, they could get Caicedo. And from the moment at which they've sort of picked that up, I feel as though they've really homed in on it. It's in lots of ways, it's not like particularly, let's be clear about this, it's not an imaginative transfer. But what Liverpool appear to have done is identified that by some distance, this one is the best one that they can get. And at the moment at which they felt as though they can get him, they've acted ruthlessly. I think there's some parallels with the Van Dijk / Alisson transfers. The one difference, I would say, and it's an important difference, certainly where Van Dijk is concerned, is that, you know, I'm very much of the view that you know, I as you know, Rob, but I've talked about it on numerous shows, on the question as to who's going to play holding midfield for Liverpool over the course of the summer, one of the things I've always sort of said is that Rodri's brilliant. And when Liverpool bought Van Dijk, within 6 months of them buying Van Dijk, it was sort of clear they just had the best centre-half, not just in the league, but arguably on the planet. Now, Caicedo is young and he's got a developing ceiling, and it's possible, and he's done a couple of interviews this week, Rodri's best days may be beginning to be behind in one way or another. But we can't quite make the same argument, you know, that Caicedo is streets ahead of Rodri. But what we can say, and I think I feel reasonable in saying, Rob, is that he is by some distance the best that Liverpool could have got at this moment. And so Liverpool have gone out and got him.